How good is that Jacksonville right now?
It's really good. Fournette, Ivory, those guys definitely run behind their pads, run downhill, and they're not afraid of contact. A lot of our coaches said liking, especially Fournette, to like a young Adrian Peterson, where he seeks out contacts, not trying to go down. And they do a good job at it, so it's going to be a tough test this week to shut them down.
You guys have been so good against the run the first 8 games. What happened against Detroit? I know the numbers were terrible, but it seemed like they were able to get some.
I just think some people, we were getting out of gaps. Like every position group had, like, not all in the same play, obviously, but throughout the game, there's just a couple of missed assignments here and there in terms of gaps and fitting things up, and they're able to exploit it. Obviously, you got to be better than that.
So, aside from Fournette looking for contact, what stands out when you see him?
Fournette?
Yeah, when you see him on film.
I played against him in college. I watched Wisconsin play against him last year. I mean, he's a tough running back. He's a competitor. He's fast. I think he's a big guy, but when he gets out in the open field, you see him pull away from some safeties and corners sometimes. So he's got to be able to corral him. I think at Wisconsin last year, college, they did a good job of making him stop his feet before he could get the train rolling. So if we're able to do that, and teams have done that to them this year, if we're able to get that accomplished, I think we'll be in good shape.
What about Bortles? What's your scouting report?
He's done pretty efficient this year. He's thrown a couple of interceptions, obviously. We're going to try to get in his face, make him extend plays, or try to extend plays by scrambling. I think that's when a lot of quarterbacks in this league start to make throws that they wish they could have back. And so just get pressure on him, get sacks, make him make hurried throws, make him make throws on the move, and try to get some interceptions off that.
I know you have that mentality every week, Joe, but the weather's supposed to be bad. It looks like two teams have run the ball a bunch. I mean, is this a game where you're kind of anticipating a lot of it's going to be played kind of right at the line of scrimmage?
Yeah, definitely. I think it's like a Big Ten football game coming back. This is the first time we're going to really see 21 personnel this season. They run a lot of 21 personnel. They use their fullback. They don't just go come in for show and then switch right back out to 11 the next play. So it's going to be a lot of smash mouth football, downhill runs, I think, on both sides, and ready to go.
So Jamie Collins out, what kind of blow is that? And then what's your comfort level with James?
Yeah, it's a big blow. Jamie's a great guy. He's a great leader. He's an instinctual football player, and he's just a nice presence to have in the field. But Burge has stepped up this year already, and earlier in the year when Jamie went down, he made plays. He was very productive. So it's just like James is a great player, and I don't think there'll be very much drop-off.